It's Monday, May 25th, 2020.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Still the same.
Oh, what a nice way to open up this year's episode of the show, Liverpool's very own Pizza Girl. That's a single of his called Night Call, released on Bandcamp and nowhere else, seemingly. But a song worth picking up, I think. It's quite a quality single that he dropped there. Maybe he's not proud of it. Maybe that's why I only put it on Bandcamp and nowhere else. Yeah, me. All I know is I liked it, so I opened the show with it. There we go. Speaking of things I like, how about this new music? Very excited about this. This is a new music from Brooklyn, New York's very own Caveman. Do you remember Caveman? I was so into Caveman. They had a few albums back in the day, and they haven't released anything since like 2015 or something like that. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they've dropped an EP. It's called New Sides. We're going to hear two tracks from it, both very good. First, You've Got a Feeling. I think it's the standout. And then Away for the Week, also very good. This is like tracks one and two off of an EP, so it's all great. But You've Got a Feeling in particular, really strong. So here we go. Without further ado, all new Caveman right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Something to decide. Just give me all those issues so we can say we tried. Cause there's no use in waiting for something that is done. And we've been I have to defeat it. say for the evening. Don't tell me to be it. You just have to defeat it. Gonna creep down the ceiling till they find what they needed. Don't have to believe it. You just have to defeat it. one day I say I leave enough. Too many years of that, too many tears for that.
Alright, let's catch up. That was two songs in a row by a band from right here in Sweden. Sir Was is the name of the band. I think I've played Sir Was on the show before. Don't hold me to that. I think I have. I'm not going to go look it up, but I'm pretty sure I did. But he has a newer album now, which I haven't played anything from. I've been holding back until now. It's called Holding On to a Dream. The two songs we heard, the first, The Sun Will Shine, and the second, Deployed. Both great. I think The Sun Will Shine is the best track on the record. The second, Deployed, featured another band, Little Dragon, who I feel like is maybe more famous than Sir Was. Is that possible? I'm never really sure how famous anybody is, but Sir Was, really good. Up next, we're going to hear a couple songs by a band from Los Angeles, California. Her name is Ginny Lawless. And first, we're going to hear Choke Cherry off of the Two Songs EP, which she released a few years back. And then we're going to hear Care For You Carefully, which is a new single that just came out recently. So both very good songs. And I kind of wanted to play both songs on the Two Songs EP because I love both of them so much. But I decided to go with this one. So Choke Cherry and then Care For You Carefully. Both really great songs and both by Ginny Lawless right now on The Sounds of My Head. Thank you.
my pocket. You think you're flirting with me, but there's a crushed pad of butter that I saved from the diner. Now your hands are greasy. I'm crying.
I remember that day well, the 12th of April, 1945, the day Roosevelt died. I was 11 years old, and FDR had been president since before I was born. My father came home early from work. He'd been sitting high in the cab of his truck, waiting for the red light to change, when he heard someone on the street shouting, "The president is dead! The president is dead!" He immediately headed back to the garage, left the truck, and walked home in a hurry. Like so many Americans, he sat late into the evening, close to the console radio in our living room, listening for news about the president's death. It was the only time I had seen tears in his eyes, and it was years later before I understood. My father had left school in the fourth grade to pick cotton. His family needed his labor. After they married, he and my mother spent a year as itinerant field hands in West Texas, then returned to Oklahoma as tenant farmers until they were driven from the land when the bank foreclosed on its owner during the Great Depression. It was never apparent that FDR's New Deal materially made a difference in my father's life. But this I know, and I know it for certain. He believed President Roosevelt was on his side, fighting for common people like him. This man with a fourth grade education and calloused hands and fingers with nubs from an accident at the cotton gin, he thought that fella in the White House, born in New York's lush Hudson Valley, the son of landed gentry, Harvard educated, with pince-nez glasses and a long, slender cigarette holder aloft above his jutting jaw, he knew that fellow in the White House was his friend and champion. They, of course, never met. But on that Thursday afternoon in April, my father wept.
Thank you.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Jenny Lawless back there, we heard Canoe from right here in Stockholm. That was the song Yours Forever Amen, came off the Yours Forever Amen single, which features the song in three different languages, all of them with vocals from special guest Virginia and the Flood. That's the name of that band that I guess did vocals or that they partnered up with, whatever. A new song there from Canoe. Thought it was quite good, and it fit in with this relatively mellow episode I've put together here for you. Speaking of things that are mellow, just before I started talking, we heard two songs off the soundtrack for Tales from the Loop. It's by Philip Glass and Paul Leonard Morgan. And tell you what, that is a great soundtrack. I mean, I thought the Tales from the Loop series was really good. I highly recommend that if you've got Prime. I think you should watch it. It's really a great, weird, interesting sci-fi sort of experience. Very, you know, light on the sci-fi. And I think one of the things that's great about it, I was talking to my brother-in-law, he watched it as well, and we were talking about how great it is, how bad things happen, and then it's not like they ever get righted. You know, like in Hollywood, it's always like, oh, well, there's probably going to be some way that that's going to get undone and it's going to not be so bad. And it's like, no, it's just going to be bad forever now. That's just how it is on this version of reality in Tales from the Loop. But great show. And then on top of that, great soundtrack. Really into that soundtrack. It's really long and you can just put it on and work to it all day. Super good. So highly recommend the Tales from the Loop soundtrack. So much so that I put two random soundtrack songs on my podcast because, you know, that's how much I liked it. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, brand new music from one of my very favorites, Dina and Britta, now from Los Angeles. And they released a new single. It is a cover of The Seekers' The Carnival Is Over, and it's pretty good. I mean, truth be told, I think I like the original version better, which is not easy for me to say because I love me some Dina and Britta, and I think normally anything they touch gets better. But in this case, I think the Seekers version is actually kind of better, but it's new Dina and Britta, so of course I'm putting on the show because I'm such a big fan, really into Dina and Britta. So without further ado, here we go with a pretty good, if not quite as good as the original version of The Carnival Is Over, finishing up this here episode of the show with Dina and Britta.
The carnival is gone.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Running the Loop, Walk to School, and Blink of an Eye, all off that Philip Glass and Paul Leonard Morgan soundtrack to Tales from the Loop. Really good stuff if you like that music. I do. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, which you may recall on the last episode I said was broken. Well, it was broken for like a week, but I think right after I got the episode posted, I got that fixed actually finally. So yeah, not broken anymore. So, you know, go look at the website. It works for at least a little while longer. I can get this thing limping along. It's good. You can also find links there to things like Spotify, where there's playlists for season 17. That's the current season of The Sounds of My Head. You can find all the songs that are available in Spotify that I play on the show right there in that playlist without having to listen to me talk. Pretty sweet. And you can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I always love hearing from you. We will see you again in a couple weeks for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.